What's up, what's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Oh, we got a good one for you guys today. We dug up Big Man. We found him. We brought him in to sit down and talk about the movie, the lifestyle. It's more of a lifestyle than it is a movie. And that movie is Creed. Now, look, we are going to talk extensively about the movie Creed. There will be lots of spoilers. So if you have not seen the movie Creed, this is a good time to hit pause on however you are listening to me. Go watch Creed and come back. But growing up, you know, me and Big Man, we will sit down, we will watch all the Rocky movies, we will get into all of that. We grew up on this. Creed, aka Rocky 7. Now, we don't talk about the movie. We finally got a chance to all sit down and watch it. I watched in the theater. He watched in the theater at different times. But Creed just came out on Blu-ray. So we got a chance to really sit down and get into it and pick it apart while we did this podcast. Then, after the movie, as all, we turned on some mics and we talked about it. So we're going to talk about the lineage of Rocky, the movies, the movie itself. I'm going to give my interpretation of the movie. And you know, it may inform, may inspire, may do a lot of stuff, but it definitely will entertain. So let's get into that in a few minutes. But first, as always, got to pay some bills around here. I want to thank all the good people who went to samshownation.com. Hit the donate button on the homepage, current promotions page. By doing that, this has always been a crowdsourced podcast. We thank you for whatever you give by hitting that donate button. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. By doing that, we keep this podcast afloat. We keep it a-rolling. And hey, maybe you want to show your love off for the podcast. You can always go to samshownation.com, hit the store link, get your t-shirts, get your stickers. We need to re-up on some stickers because you guys have been just crushing the stickers. Or my Apple people out there can always get to Just Talk With Sam iPhone or iTunes app. By doing that, you are all Apple devices, works with this. You are first in line for any new podcast. A little behind the scenes, you can subscribe, rate, review the podcast right there without leaving your device and be amongst the community. If you are not an Apple person, you can always go to samshownation.com, hit that podcast link, and however you listen, whether you listen to it on Stitcher, we got an app for that. TuneIn, got an app for that. Android, Windows Phone, BlackBerry, you still got it. You can still use the handy dandy RSS or use the apps right there. Or, since you're right there on the page, you can always hit that podcast and listen to it directly from our website, samshownation.com. We got a few sponsors this week, and we are getting ready. We're going to talk all things Creed, all things Rocky. We're going to try to work that in there. I see Big May putting on his mics and stuff right now, so he's getting ready into this. We're about to get into it. But the first sponsors are the good folks at flowers.com. Yes, flower.com. You can go to samshownation.com, click the current promotions link, and click flowers.com. Look, Easter is right around the corner. And most people, myself, get fresh flowers around the house to decorate whatever floral pattern you may have. A lot of Easter flowers have been pretty much it is what it is. It's good to see spring is right here. We're in the cusp of spring. You can get a lot of cool stuff. You can get the glorious Easter blooms, which is a vibrant, cheerful colors. Just the basket right there. You make your own Easter basket. Basket of cheer. Lot of selections, the Radiant Basket, just something to have in your house to welcome spring on its way. And if you go to samshownation.com, click that link, you can get up to 30% off whatever bloom you get. Do it while supplies are limited, up to 30% off. So please go to samshownation.com, click the link at flowers.com. You can send fresh flowers with same day delivery. So, even on the day of Easter, you can have some fresh flowers to decorate your house. And, much like most people, you know, that's not on the internet, you can call the 1-800 number and talk to an actual person. Ain't that something? So, go to flower.com and get your Easter flowers. Beautify your home. Next sponsor is good folks. Is at Walmart, who encourage you to to stretch that refund. Look, it's tax season, man. You got your refund, and they want you to make the most of it. So go to samshownation.com, click the Walmart link, and you can stretch your refund with a lot of stuff on low, low prices. Whether you're getting that new set of tires, some TV, maybe you want to work out, get some workout equipment. Hey, you got a refund. Maybe you're expecting. Maybe you got a baby on the way. Get some of that baby furniture. That's a future deduction along the way. Whatever you may need, I'm pretty sure Walmart has it. And by going there, you can get free in-store pickup. Same as that day. All you got to do is go to SamShowNation.com, click the Walmart link, stretch that refund, and order it right there. It gets shipped right to your nearest Walmart, and you can pick it up as soon as that day. Or maybe you just want to stay home, and they, you know, send it to you. Walmart is giving you free shipping along with Just Talking With Sam. Free shipping on any item over $50. So if you spend over $50, you can have it sent right to your house. You ain't even got to get off the couch. So please stretch that refund with the good folks at Walmart. And lastly, and certainly not least, the good folks at Amazon.com. On the homepage, your current promotion page, click the Amazon link, and you can, if I'm just putting it out there, one thing you can get is Creed. You can watch this. You can see it right here. You can listen to the podcast. You can see what we saw by watching Creed right there with Amazon. Whether that be renting or buying it via Amazon Prime. Or maybe you want the Blu-ray, which comes out the 22nd. You can own it. You can have it in your home. You can get all the Creed. You can get the documentary from Rocky to Creed. But that's all. Rocky to Creed. The legacy continues. But that's only for my Amazon Prime listeners. Where y'all at, baby? And you can get some not just non-Creed related stuff. You can get some last minute Easter shopping done. Easter's next week, and that clock is a ticking. You want to look sweet? You can go to SamShowNation.com, click that Amazon link, and go ahead. If you got Prime, it will be in your home in 2 days or less. So that's pretty much what we got right now. Gonna reset these mics, and we're gonna talk all things Creed in just a very, very short time. See you guys in a few. Spoilers! We will spoil a lot of the movie Creed if you haven't heard it already. So you've been warned. See you in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talking Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talking Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
You don't know this till like right now. Seriously.
If you're on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all are listening, we never write this out.
Gonna start this podcast, man, because we may see Creed here today. Mm-hmm. Hey, man, thanks for coming. Thanks for here with my big brother, big sister, and a podcast that was supposed to happen what 3 months ago.
Pretty much.
We finally sit down and talk about some Creed. All right, Creed, Rocky 7.
No, Black Creed. It's Creed 1.
No, it's Rocky 7.
It's Creed 1.
Why do you? act like this is a different movie.
Same franchise, Creed 1.
No, this is Rocky 7.
Yeah, this is Rocky
7. It's just like, it's the same timeline, the same. Oh, let me throw this out here. If you have not seen Creed.
Spoiler alert!
You should have seen it by now.
If you, all right, first of all.
I probably was the last person on earth to see it.
If you were, if you have not seen Creed yet.
And we are going to ruin it.
You're
going to
ruin the movie.
Ruin it.
We're going to go out of order. Usually when we do spoiler shows, we just read off the whole movie. We did that. We ain't doing that with Star Wars, but. All right, off the top.
No, see, but Star Wars gets you stabbed. That's why.
Yeah, yeah. We went point by point, but off the top, what'd you think of Creed?
I loved it.
I thought it was a great movie.
It was a great movie.
Ma'am, finally.
Oh, it was a wonderful movie.
Why?
Yeah,
I just want to get it out of the way. Let's just get it out of the way.
Just get it out of the way. Everybody know why you thought it was a wonderful
movie. Why do I think, since y'all all know what I'm about to say, why do y'all think I think it's a wonderful movie?
Michael B. Jordan.
No, I actually liked it. I enjoyed Sylvester Stallone in the movie.
Sly.
Yeah.
By herself.
And
nobody
Michael
else.
B. Jordan.
Okay, I'm curious about Sylvester Stallone. I just want to see how deep this lie gonna go.
I'm not lying. I'm really not lying.
No, it was
Sylvester Stallone is a
it was a
actor.
Great
That's
movie.
He did a really good job.
He did a good job. Michael B. Jordan was different
for me because like. Sylvester Stallone always plays these macho characters and stuff like that, and then to see him as a old, weathered, old man dying type of deal, that was kind of deep.
I like the whole continuity thing that they kept. That's why I call it Rocky 7. They kept it going. Growing up, me and you, we
it
watched.
It was real Philly strong, though.
We watched all of them.
Every Rocky.
Rocky 3 was the best. Clubber Lang.
Clubber Lang was the best villain.
Yes.
The best movie was 4.
You think?
Yeah.
What's
his name?
Yeah.
Ivan
Drago.
He scared me. I didn't want to watch. No one.
Well, he killed Creed. He was the only person to kill a guy in the movie where you looked at the movie and was like, damn, this shit real.
What I loved about Creed is that they touched on that point too, you know, like to show, okay, this is where he's coming from and everything else.
Yeah.
They were real smooth with it, though, replacing the original actress with Felicia Rashad.
And but that good because if you look at
it, it makes sense
that he looked like he actually looked they favor like
yeah they do favor.
Yeah
they did favor which was really good. I think they did a good job.
That's pretty cool.
But the whole backstory to get him in the he's really Adonis Johnson.
So
all this Creed business,
according to things that we read and heard, how old did they never said how old he was supposed to be?
Because they didn't want anybody to, like, ruin a timeline or anything else like that.
If he was
born. If
you start
doing math, he'd be, like, 32, 33.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But, see, they purposely did that because, like, it's a little nuances like that that they had in the movie.
All right, but wait. Here's where.
Michael B. Jordan is, like, what? He almost 30, so.
Yeah, he's almost
30.
But
here's where it gets ruled out. See, Rocky 4, when he died, that's 1982. But the movie itself was released in 85. So you got to shave off like, dude, if you shave off 3 years and say that's 1985, he's age appropriate.
Yeah,
he's age appropriate now.
Right.
So
you got to go when the movie came out anyway. You got to go when the date when it came
so
out.
So if
again.
It can, no,
you can't
no,
you have to say 82 unless
no. In the movie, it was they were saying 82.
Because he could have just got the woman pregnant that day.
Right.
He would have had to get her pregnant and then step in the ring.
Yeah.
But for it to be right,
that's probably why he died so easy. So any boxers out there, that's
yeah, that's the rule. You ain't supposed to get
the. You caught that in the movie, like when the girl came over
to kill you
to Liverpool. He was like, y'all know, no,
you can't get down before you fight. That's
so
science.
Any real boxers, that's a definite fact.
It's not just that. It weakens your knees. That's the rule.
Your knees are your shots.
You can't
afford the punches, right?
So
you're upset.
Even in Rocky, all right, even in this, all right, first of all, she was Tessa Thompson, one of the most underrated people in that movie. deaf.
No.
The whole movie. Like,
she pulled a Forrest Gump.
She was deaf.
Tessa Thompson pulled a Forrest Gump.
What do you mean?
She was deaf. But she wasn't all the way deaf.
Yeah, she was
selected here.
As the movie went on, she got more and more deafer.
But see, that was the whole thing. She was selective hearing deaf. you know what? I can hear everything you said, and I can talk very appropriate. She wasn't like,
no, no. Towards the end of the movie, she was getting that little stuff like that. Come on, yeah, that was the most.
Kind of messed up.
That was the most gangster thing because in the movie theater,
I can't hear you.
My man started winning in an argument. She turns off her hearing aids.
Hearing aids, it's kind of jacked up.
I'm in a movie. I know this is how it sounds, but I'm in a movie theater like, oh shit, they can do that. Like, I didn't even know, I just thought your hearing aid just stayed on.
No. Because you gotta change the batteries. You ain't sleeping.
I just thought you didn't hear shit for like 2 hours. Oh man, I gotta change the battery. And that was it. No, I didn't know it was a switch.
Yeah, it's a switch.
They have different kinds. Like the cochlear implants, those stay on all the time.
Oh yeah, those are because of the implants.
They're in your skin. But the
hers had a switch.
Yeah, she had just like a regular hearing aid.
Yeah, she had hearing aids. And like, even though you couldn't really see them or whatever, she could turn them on.
But here go the thing about this movie where, you know, I'm a man. I kind of said this in another podcast. Actually, time after New Year's. But I squirted out a couple tears with this one, man.
Because they kept trying
to make you cry.
I
cried
not one time,
baby. In the beginning, when Little Craig was fighting in the detention.
Everything about that movie.
When they brung out Felicia Rashad, I said, this is going to be a
They're going to try.
They're going to try to get you to cry.
No, I fell for it.
No thanks.
Like, I held out.
I'm not falling for it.
I held out until the deaf girl. I think right before it went to Liverpool.
Yeah.
She made the album, and she was, like, starting to blow up right after the fight.
Oh, that ain't what he was thinking about. He was crying at that part.
Nah.
Like, and then, like, that little scene where it, like, really affects you how deaf she is. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of like, you're missing a note. And she brought Creed in. How does beat sound?
But that's the
How
whole thing.
How does beat sound?
That's the thing against me is that
it was
you can hear enough to turn off your hearing aids to ignore me, but you can't hear enough to get your hustle correct.
People also question how Marley Matlin did Dance with the Stars.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but that's the thing. With Marley Manson, there's a rhythm. It's a beat. She's singing. So she gotta have
gotta
it.
Be on track.
Like when you dancing, you kind of
one and the two,
or you can rely on your partner. You got a cool ass partner that's gonna help you out and make you look good.
I had another beef with it. He called Rocky old like 1,000 times.
He was old. Rocky.
I mean, like,
hey, it's called the Expendables for a fucking reason. He could die at any moment.
That's this generation's respect level. Yeah, they're gonna disrespect the show.
It was a lot of old mans. I called Rocky old.
Yeah, Rocky was old.
Hey, when the trailer came out, I remember me and you text.
Uh huh.
And I was like, if this motherfucker step back in this ring one more time. Rocky Balboa, I act like that movie didn't happen.
For America and the fans out there, you will be excited to know about this for Creed is that they did not talk about the Antonio Tarver fight.
They mentioned it.
But all of his other fights, they showed him and the Hearts on Fire montage.
Yeah.
You know, you get that. But the Antonio Tarver fight, it never
happened. They mentioned it. And it was so quick. It was just kind of like, well, after Tarver, I just thought I'd hang it up. In the Rocky Balboa. He summed up that whole movie in one sentence.
So, I'm surprised no white people asked. So why isn't there a white Creed?
All right, let me explain.
What is a white Creed?
Rocky was the right white Creed.
Why do you keep asking, like, what happened to the white eye, the Wiz?
Oh, we were talking about the Oscars. The whole Oscar
white people
thing.
Have this thing, like, when they see, if a black person...
those are called millennials, dog. Okay.
Somebody asks, why isn't there a white eye?
Why wasn't there...
white version of the Wiz?
Remember when the Wiz was on NBC a couple weeks back?
Yeah.
It was a bunch of dumbass millennials who were just like, y'all going so hard on the Wiz, why isn't it a white Wiz?
Do we even have to address the question?
No.
They're
dummies. So.
They're just dummies. That's what I said. I'm trying to somebody ask, where's the white Creed at?
If you asked that question and didn't do your research, you millennials,
you
are idiots.
Here's the thing.
I'm just going to tell you that straight from the horse's mouth. All
right. Here go my thing about the movie that I thought was a little off.
What's that?
All right. Creed had to hide he was a boxer for like the first 3 years from his mama.
Yeah, from his mom.
So he'd get into these like these fights in Mexico.
Yeah.
These like chicken bucket.
Yeah. But he was educated and he had a corporate job.
He had a corporate job, but you can't fight. That was the whole point of the movie. You can't fight your desire. You can't fight your passion. Here's my thing. Like Fight Club, why didn't, when he got his ass kicked in Mexico, no one noticed that at the job on Monday?
No, they noticed, but here's the thing. In corporate America, and you work in corporate America, yeah. And as do I, you know, certain things you just don't mention to because it can be sensitive subjects that rub people wrong.
Yeah, back but...
In, hold on, wait a second. Yeah. Back in the day, your buddy comes in, you got a scratch on. Hey, man, where you get that scratch from? And so on and so on. Now it's best to be distanced when it comes to sensitive subjects, so that's why they didn't.
Okay. Damn, a man, he go to Wood... He try to train. We all know you Creed kid.
Right.
Well, Adonis Johnson, he was going by because he didn't want to live through his daddy.
Right.
I get that. But everyone, like, in that movie had that nigga sit down moment with him. Like, remember Creed's old trainers? They went to Mickey's gym. Yeah. And he tried to work his way. Hey, man, why don't you train me? He was like... Hell nah. I ain't finna have the father and son die on my watch.
That's not what that was about.
And then it turned into...
That's not what that was about.
What?
That was about, that was, oh, you don't have any experience. We don't know who you are, so on and so forth. And then the minute that it was, oh, this is Creed's son. Oh, yeah. You know, like everybody, you know, wants to get on the bandwagon then.
But that's when he went to the East Coast, yeah.
But when you didn't know who he was, then no. See, in the West Coast, they were like, you know, you're not as good as the other fighters, but you're promoting yourself to be as good as the other fighters.
Which was crazy, because when he walks in the door, the West Coast Mickey's gym, there's a huge picture of Creed as soon as you walk in the door.
Yes.
This is fucking huge.
That is the takeover from the gym that they went to in Rocky III, one of the best Rockies of all time. Remember that?
Best villain, not the best Rocky.
I'm just saying.
Who's the villain?
Mr. T, if you out there.
That was,
Mr. T, who's the villain?
Yeah.
Clubber Lang.
What's her name? One of them?
Hey, woman.
Thunderlips. That was two.
No, that was Hulk Hogan. No, that was in three.
Right.
All of that
No. The charity.
Yeah, that was the charity.
Yeah, the charity.
The charity fight in three.
That's because Rocky was feeling himself, and he was a superstar.
He was more popular than
anything
else.
So, he go to the East Coast, broke his mama heart, broke Felicia Rashad. You just did that like right in the
morning.
I know.
Broke Felicia Rashad. And before we go East Coast with this movie, all the stuff that happened in the East Coast, did Apollo Creed...
Did you guys see that growth on the back of Wood Harris's head?
I saw that.
Yeah.
What is
that? I don't know. Maybe that was a bad makeup choice. Maybe just how his head is.
Need to go holler at Dr. Pimple Popper.
Now, here goes one thing about
Dr. Pimple Popper. Go on YouTube, search Dr. Pimple Popper. You can watch his stuff.
Please don't do that. No, you have been watching stuff. It was very gross. I almost can't finish my beer. Almost.
Almost, but you're going to finish it.
But on the West Coast, here goes one thing we talk about the movie. I get it, but was it Creed House thoroughly updated?
Yes.
To be like Creed's house.
Well, she been living
there
all the time.
She's not dead. That's what I was telling you.
Living in a nurse home or something?
I thought, you know, it'd be a little bit more, a few more pictures of Apollo Creed. I mean, that is his house.
Well, it hurts too much that happens. Pictures.
Like, my man had to go in the basement in the corner to watch a movie of Creed. You know, fighting the boxes.
Actually watching YouTube on his smart TV.
No, he had the projection thing.
However,
and had all of that. That house was like way too non-Creed to be that house.
But the thing about it is,
they didn't show that many parts of the house. They showed the basement, the stairs, and the front room. That's all they showed.
Her room. Remember her room, because she kept like not answering his calls.
Yeah, but they never showed the background. It was always tight shots.
It was a lot of I would imagine, if I am the reason you have this house, there'd be... Oh, and the gate. The gate did say AC, like Apollo Creed, and that was the end of it. Right? I'm the only one who peeped that. I'm the only one to see this Creedless house.
No, but it's not really a Creedless house. It was just a big
house. I think when you first walk into our house, do you see a picture? When you first walk into the door, you don't see a picture of nobody.
Yeah, you gotta come in front row.
Come in here.
All right. But still, it seemed off. And then he goes to Philly. After he goes to Philly, he cashed in. All right, first of all, he got his ass whooped, lost his car. Nobody talked.
Thing.
He got his ass whooped, lost his car to, ironically enough, one of Apollo Creed's old guys.
Son.
No, I mean the trainers.
The Dr. Pepper Popper.
The old trainers is working in Mickey's gym. He lost the car to him.
Okay.
And then goes to Philly to find the most ghetto house ever and search for Rocky. Like the worst.
It wasn't a ghetto house.
The worst house.
He just rented out a house.
He rented an apartment.
I'm sorry.
The worst apartment.
Now, here's the thing.
Running the deaf girl.
Wait a second. Rocky's house was worse than the apartment that he was living in.
Hello.
Was it?
Because Rocky lost all his stuff, remember?
No, he got the restaurant. He's living through the restaurant. We figured that out.
Rocky lost all his money, though.
Through Paulie.
Paulie, yeah.
Paulie.
He had enough money in six to get the restaurant to, like, bring it back. We figured that out in six. Now he's just kind of, what they say, that former glory, that old, he living off memories.
That's actually Paulie's house that he living in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Paulie owed him.
Paulie owed him. God no, you know what? For Rocky V, Paulie, you know, did have a fucking robot. Remember Paulie? Was Paulie in a robot? Drinking?
I'm a robot. I'm living in a mansion. I let you take over something, then I come back and I'm poor.
They never mentioned the robot.
What did he do? Take all his money and invest it?
They never said, but
they did.
Paulie,
he signed a power of attorney for the lawyers, and they screwed him over.
But they never said in specifically what was those investments.
Right, they didn't go deep into that.
Yeah,
they just gave him
the checkbook and was just kind of like
go crazy.
Go, there you go. So that's why six had to happen. The movie that shouldn't have happened, so he get a little bit of that money back.
Right.
Yeah. And so now we hear Creed walking up to Rocky in his restaurant right before closing time. Rocky's been going to shit because a black guy in that part of Philly at night, you closing. And this black guy knows everything about what's happening on the wall. He's going up like, yeah, that's guy. And then he was like, hey, man, who the fuck is you? Well, I'm Apollo Creed's son.
He's Adonis.
You know what? Here's a. I find it interesting that Rocky believed that way too quick.
He looked like him.
You must be.
Yeah, you said you're Creed's son. You said you're Creed's son. I guess you're Creed's son.
I know.
I guess you're Creed. Like, that was. You mean to tell me out of Philly, no one tried that shit once? Not one person.
No,
was like,
you're gonna have to back it up.
So. I'm Creed's son. Let me get a couple dollars off this steak, Rocky. Yeah, I'm Creed's son. Give me a free baked potato.
Nah.
So
I seriously doubt that. I seriously doubt if somebody's just gonna come up and
he did. And
somebody else said no, because it's true. That's why. That's why he did it.
Then he go in there, start spilling tea. Hey, who won that fight in Rocky III? At the end of Rocky, ding.
How do you know that there was a fight?
It's just like, how do you know there was a fight? Motherfucker.
And of course, you're going to give it up to the dead guy.
He won.
Get out of here. It's the movie's called Creed.
All right. Let's just cut it aside.
Come on.
This is a fight that's been plaguing Rocky fans for years. Who do you think really won that fight?
Apollo Creed.
Okay.
Apollo Creed.
Why? Because of the beach scene?
No, he was a better technical fighter. Everybody saw that.
No,
he was. Look at Ivan Drago.
Ivan Drago
was on Russian drugs.
Was over the hill, and he just flat out beat him.
Like, your trainer was Flavor Flav, old wife.
Right. I'm going to train you the best in the world to be the best in the world. Then I'm going to come out, and first thing I'm going to do is hit you with a truck. Yeah, okay. That's a one-sided fight.
All right. So now we back in Creed world. Back in Creed.
Out of his prime. Back in Creed world.
So now back in Creed. You know that's Rocky. Yeah, they trying to form a bond. Rocky all like, I'm not going to train you, dog. I'm not going to train you, dog. And then, that's just what it was.
I just imagine Sylvester
Stallone. I'm not going to train you, dog. So he trying to get these little sneak tips. Hey, man. If you was a fighter, man, shit, my man is just getting chicken from the the truck. And then, same black guy who you just said, I'm not gonna train. He was just like, if you were a person in my situation, this motherfucking Rocky has to be a dumbass.
Then he started writing all stuff.
Yes!
Then, he was like, S-H-A-O-O-W. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shadow boxing. Then he took a picture of it. Click. I'm about to, all right, Uncle, hold this. Took the potatoes in. Got the phone and all the stuff. Ran off. Here's your paper. I already got this up in the cloud. Huh?
Rocky's like, Rocky, dumbass, looking at the cloud.
That's the whole thing. I mean, like, y'all mixing, you know.
I know, old.
Strawberries and potatoes. They don't go together. And like, sad thing. They don't know about
he
it.
Don't know, man. I get
it's
it.
It's like, you know,
but
the person set the VCR. I mean, like, some of them can't.
Everybody's
not techno savvy.
I get it, but y'all went. Y'all just went out of y'all way to make Rocky a dumbass.
No, they went out of their way to make you believe that he doesn't know this kind of
thing. It did. All right, first of all, my man got you on. I kind of look like Creed, so you got to be Creed's son. And then.
They did a good job of making
him. He got you to tell you his whole workout regimen. And off a hypothetical. Hey, hypothetically, if you were a boxer and you may be going for a championship and you may not have a trainer right now, how would you do it, Rock? Well, I've been there. I did this. All right, cool, man. And then he hooks up with the deaf girl. We got to bring deaf girl back. What was her name?
Bianca,
yes. Why, at any given time, you can chime in and talk about the movie, too. But hang out with Deaf Girl. He getting in there. Not a lot of Philly slang.
He's where and we're back. Getting into Mountain Dew, though.
So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're back. Yeah.
Okay.
Right, I'm not editing that one off. But, yeah, he hook up with Deaf Girl. Bianca, I gotta stop calling her Deaf Girl.
And she wanted to call everything a John.
Yeah, that was.
What was up with that? I was just like,
okay.
In Philly, a John is
anything.
What's up with that John you got on? That's your shirt. It's anything.
John means thing. But here go the thing about Philly. As a person who studied Philadelphia culture,
you're not gonna say it for everything.
They do.
No, they don't. Like,
no, not like that.
I listen to the Roots. I just like a lot of Philly guys.
It was forced. It's not for everything that was forced to say. Hey,
I'm in really Philly.
From Philly.
And like
that was a bit much.
Hold on, and not just that. It was like, hey, listen, where do you get a cheesesteak?
Everybody in Philly knows where you go to get.
And then the first thing he wanted.
But here's the thing: everybody got their own spot. But for you to jump up and say something stupid like that.
And then it turns into, it's like us with conies.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it's like us with conies. Everybody got their own personal favorite Coney Island.
Yes, I had a nice little conversation.
Ain't none of them National Coney Island.
Not one.
See, the National Coney Island, that's their technique.
Hold on. Remember we said this with Ming Chen, when Ming Chen dropped by the podcast. Name dropping, I know. But Ming Chen was just like, yeah, man, I'm from Ann Arbor. What Coney you go to? Hey, man, first of all, no.
Those aren't Coney Island.
No, first of all, let's break that shit down right there. He was just like, I'm a Lafayette guy. I'm like, all right, first of all,
That's a tourist trap.
See, he was like, what Coney you go to? Off the top,
Robbers.
Coney time.
Jump in. What's your Coney? Coney's.
Coney Island.
Robbers. Everybody got Robbers. See? It's Robbers. Coney time. That one that was around your old house. The one no one trusted.
Nevada Coney Island?
Yeah. One no one trusted.
No, I like Nevada.
Nevada Coney Island was good.
And that one off 75.
Here's the favorite Coney Island.
What's the one off 75?
Clay.
That's what I was thinking.
Oh, that chicken salad, Clay go.
But either way.
Here's the thing with Coney Islands. If you ever come here and you go to Coney Island, podcast world, Lafayette, it was the other one next door to it.
American.
Coney Island, those American. Are tourist traps. Those where the tourists go. You go to the hood and go to Coney Island. The dirtier the windows, the better the Coney Island tastes.
Yeah. The more immediate danger you're in is the best Coney Island.
Pretty much.
So now he got with old John girl, John Deaf girl. John Deaf girl.
John.
Whatever, her. Look, first of all, you can't trust what she said because she was getting... Deffer.
We're too quick talking about her.
She was like,
why is that a had a point of interest in regards to this movie.
Here's why.
She's atmosphere.
She's making beats.
She played his support system in the movie. She was even his motivation, because she didn't drive him to do more like Adrian did Rocky. She didn't get him out of a crunch.
Where did she get a chance to?
She put him in crunches. Fighting niggas on an album release party.
But that's the whole thing, man. It's like, you know, that's what I'm saying. She did put him in a situation versus getting him out of a situation.
He put himself in that situation. No, he didn't. He got kept pushing.
And he literally pushed him. And then you don't push a boxer without a fist getting thrown at you. That's just what happens. Anytime you make physical contact, if physical contact happened back to you, that's on you at that point. He gave you two or three chances. Like, hey, it was like, hey, man, I appreciate what you said about me. Please don't call me Baby Creed. I'm having some daddy issues right now.
Right.
I'm having a little bit of identity crisis. I don't even know if I'm Johnson no more.
Didn't he grab his arm or something like that?
Yeah.
To turn him back around. Of course you're going to get your ass beat by a boxer. And you put your hands on him and he asked you not to talk to him anyway.
But give it up to Bianca. Not going to call her Deaf Girl. I'm going to fight the urge to call her Deaf Girl.
Marley Matlin's little
sister. Even she kind of like.
Because the old boy was actually hinting that him and Bianca had something going on.
Right. Yeah. And even he let that slide. Creed let that slide. And he was just like, yeah, man, whatever. I just kind of want to see a concert.
I just want to see a concert. I'm just here. Hell yeah.
Don't call me Baby Creed.
I'm not here for you.
Please stop calling me Baby Creed.
Stop calling me Baby Creed.
He was okay with Lil Creed or Apollo Creed's son, but the Baby Creed party.
See, the Baby Creed, because my man, they call him Wolf Tickets. See, the problem with
selling Wolf Tickets.
The problem with that is when you're a boxer or you're an MMA guy, or you are, or somebody who's supposed to be the alpha in the room.
Yes.
Everybody's going to test you. Mm. That's just how it goes. And any job you have, any.
Yeah, they're gonna try it. But
anything.
The ones who truly respect you,
they're gonna leave you alone.
They can be an alpha too, and they understand that. Hey, you know that's your role. That's what you're doing. I'm a respect. But it's the ones who are nowhere near. The ones who were nowhere near, those are the ones going to test. And that's what that was. This guy,
he
wanted
just
to see what he was all right, wanted to push his buttons, and then unfortunately, all right, you know.
He losing to both people in that car. He's the opening act for the Deaf Girl.
Yes.
And Creed shows up. And now it's just because originally, I probably watched this movie too deep.
He was the starting.
He was the headliner.
He was.
And then her song blew up.
And she got ahead of him.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. I was like, okay.
So he's pissed.
Are you mad about her? Are you mad because
both
she blew up, or are you mad because
he can't hit her? Well, he could, but then it's a big thing with the deafness.
Did she open for him? She said
originally she was supposed to
open for him, and then he ended up. He was coming from what I understand. He was coming back.
Yeah.
So he already did his set.
So you can't be the headliner if you already was on stage. She surpassed him with that one song that they kept playing.
I seen the movie, didn't you? Creed.
Yeah, she surpassed him. She didn't watch it this in depth like we did.
Right.
Like, Wanda's looking at us like, where the fuck is this movie? Like,
Michael B. Jordan.
So now we get,
that's just sad.
And also Deaf Girl did kind of. She did.
I'm kidding.
Oh, Bill Cosby.
Hey, leave Bill alone. Bill, hey. Bill is beating these cases.
You got a headache? Oh, would you like a pill? No, thank you, Bill.
Would you like a lude? You
know Bill is beating these cases. You leave below.
You know I'm going to get you, Felicia. One of these days.
She didn't drink nothing. I did retroactively go back and watch some of the scenes with Cosby Show. She always kept her own glass. She ain't never drink
not,
shit.
Not even for fake.
She was just like, nah, Bill. You go down and get yourself a hoagie. They're like, oh, I'm going to stay up here, Bill. But like, Deaf Girl even pointed it out to old Creed. Yes, Bianca was just like, "Hey man, when you gonna tell me your uncle is like Rocky Balboa, dog?"
I mean, like, why is that very important that I even tell you who that is?
Here's what it is.
Oh man,
all right.
When are you gonna
y'all think she's been a digger?
I
think she was prying too much, and she wanted more from him than he wanted from her in the beginning. She wanted, you know, like she wanted more information.
I think she wanted more information. She was very
reserved. I think he was looking for somebody to cling to.
No, she wanted more.
He's in a new city, doesn't know anybody.
He don't know nobody, but she didn't want the perception of her. Because remember when she was like, when the fuck you just gonna tell me your dad is Apollo Creed?
Right, right.
That fight. And so, she was.
And like she took exception to that. And I was like,
she should have.
Wait a second, you know me. Because I didn't give you information. All right. Why are you getting mad about it?
Here's why she got mad.
Why? Tell me why. Tell me why she got mad.
It took me a second. It took me a second for this. Because, like, while watching the movie, I'm like, yeah, man, she kind of being a bitch right now. But on the drive home, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Here's why. Because I'm dead serious. It hit me.
You were analyzing the movie.
Yes, I was. Because I was prepared for this shit that was supposed to happen 3 months ago.
Right, right.
The reason she got so mad because her single blew up. So she didn't want that bullshit like, only reason your single blew up because you're fucking Creed. The only reason people, you give a goddamn is because you over there, and you wouldn't be shit without Creed. Meanwhile, this young lady is grinding, 1 year grinding, all throughout Philadelphia.
It was more than one year.
No, not 1 year, one ear. Just grinding. Making horrible mixtapes that nobody had the heart to tell her that this shit is garbage because you can't hear it either. Nobody had the heart. She went to that open mic at the start of the movie.
I don't know if anybody else caught it, but that song at the beginning of the movie was just god awful.
It was
terrible.
It's more people listening to us podcast in this room. There was more people at her first concert. And they was just, yeah, we gonna groove with you. Cause she was like the Make-A-Wish of Philly. Like, she was just like, she defied all the odds. She was, yeah, she was deaf. Like, that deaf.
In the movie. Yeah, she was going, she was happy, she could hear.
She was, it like,
progressive hearing loss.
And then, at dinner, she was just like, look, and this is where she pushed Creed, but like, her pushing Creed kinda like cemented her feel sorry for me moment. She was just like, well, Creed, you gotta do what you gotta do. She was like, I'm progressively losing my hearing, but I'm still making these beats. I'm still making these songs.
I hate you.
I'm paraphrasing, but that's what she was saying. She was like, you gotta go after your dream, Creed.
I hate you.
You have to go after your, like, she, and Creed asked a question that everybody was waiting on. Hey, dog, what if you just go deaf tomorrow? She was just like, well, Creed, if I go deaf tomorrow, I know, I'm paraphrasing. Oh. She's like, I know I tried with this whole music thing. Mm. Creed is like thoroughly concerned now. He's like, so what's your backup plan when you go deaf? Creed, you know what she said to Creed?
I'm gonna be your baby mama.
She was just like, we'll get there. We'll cross that bridge when we get there. And there we go. That's her story. And then they go to Rocky House. He wins his first fight. He's going under Johnson. My man getting tape. He getting tape on his hand. Hey, dog, they're like, everyone is not a dumbass. Like, Rocky was the only dumbass in that movie. And my man pulled Rocky aside. Hey, dog, do you know how many more tickets we could have sold to this thing? If you would have just straight up said that's Apollo Creed's son. Like, it's about 50 people out there. I was supposed to sell 300 tickets. All you had to do.
I like how you analyze the movie.
Tell me that didn't happen. Tell me that didn't happen.
I didn't catch all of that. All
right, he pulled Rocky aside. They taping him up, and then they finished taking him up. Creed, this is first time out. He got jittery, and then he was just like, "Hey man, you have to cut this tape off. Why? I forgot to tell y'all this." But before every big fight, I gotta take a shit. That actually happened.
That does happen.
He said before every, he was like, Rocky, you threw up before your fights. He like, yeah. Well,
cut the gloves out of the
guy. He said, my come out the other way. So they.
I don't remember that being in the movie. He didn't say that.
He didn't take a shit before the big fight.
He didn't say all that dialogue.
I'm paraphrasing.
You know what? You are paraphrasing.
That's how the movie went, man.
Great job at it too. Because you were on this rant that you were on. So about the deaf girl.
Look, I'm sorry. I like Tessa Thompson.
You channeled your inner Hannibal Buress. No, I'm just trying to get my undoing and making these beats.
Yeah, that's what she was doing. She was just like, let's make these beats.
That was Hannibal Buress' word.
Look, she's fighting against the clock, nigga. She needs to make these beats.
She's trying to make these beats. Before the clock runs out of my hearing.
And she can't hear it because towards the end, Rocky won. Creed won. Or, no, he wasn't Creed then. He was Johnson. Johnson won.
He sure did.
And then they go home. They go to Rocky's house to celebrate. Rocky goes to bed. Rocky goes to bed promptly at 9 o'clock. Like 9:01. Hey, it's getting late. They having this weird chicken dinner that was left over for the restaurant because the restaurant stayed open for them or something.
Where did you see all this at?
I mean, like, he was watching the movie very in-depthly.
I did.
He was seeing like, what we were saying.
Okay, Rocky can't cook. Rocky has a restaurant. All of a sudden, they got food. You mean to tell me he didn't just go to the restaurant? Hey, let me get 2 of those, 3 of those, and 2 of those. We out.
You don't take from your business.
Rewind that movie. And what Rocky, who says it a few times in this movie, he can't cook. All of a sudden has a...
I think he can cook. I think he was just making fun of himself.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All I'm saying is they had a table full of food, dog.
No, they cooked soul food for him. He was used to cooking that Italian.
So, Bianca...
When they cooked like greens and all this other stuff.
Okay. So, when that happened...
Are you okay over there?
Rocky goes to bed promptly at 9 o'clock. So then they start watching some movie, you know, and then he gets down with the deaf girl, which is all right, which is love, that's what you call it. Look, her deafness ain't got nothing to do with how she loves Creed and all that other good stuff.
You sure putting a lot of
emphasis on. So anyway, now we get to the villain of the movie. First villain, the dude who totally recognized that was Creed off the bat.
No, he called that other gym.
He called the gym.
They heard of him.
Yeah, he's villain number one because he got...
I don't think that he's the villain. I think that, you know...
He got shorted out of, at the very least, $300.
I think it was more than $300.
I know, I'm being facetious. At the very least, let's say he charged $1 a ticket for the first fight.
Yeah.
So, he got shorted out of $300. Because that gym could have held a lot more people. So, he calls the other gym. Let me go and talk to the guy you training. And then they was breeding this other dude. He was like 6th in the world. And they was trying to make him like the number one guy. So, he goes to the same gym. He fights him. And then he's like, oh, that's a Creed son. So, everybody's not taking him seriously. Because it's Creed's son now. Meanwhile, the champion is looking at jail time. Like,
I mean, I just
a lot of jail.
Let me get this last fight out before I go to jail. You couldn't find something better else to do.
Yeah, I mean, like, he got to pay for shit. He was just like, if I
yeah, kids and stuff.
If I take this last fight while I'm in jail, you're supposed to be in jail for what? Seven years. He did the math. Let me sell off some stuff. Let me fight one more time. They straight for 7 years, 5 on good behavior. Mm. So
for what?
Anybody
remember what he went to jail for?
Nope, they didn't say.
I thought it was he was with somebody who killed a guy. Or somebody died.
Or it might have been the fact that he assaulted the other boxer.
Yeah.
But you don't get 7 years for that.
No, somebody died. Somebody died during the assault. Something weird. They didn't really go into detail.
But that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, he goes to jail for this ridiculous amount of time. And there's no...
He's a celebrity. Reason. He'll get 2 years. Like, he'll get now. 2 years good behavior.
That's probation. The whole thing. If it was for killing somebody in the ring or something else like that, it's no jail time for that because
I know this. Yeah, Drago got no time.
No time.
No time. Drago got no fucking time. But hey, maybe he did something a little harsh. So he has this. He goes, and he's just living his life because the guy he was supposed to fight backed out. He got injured during training or something, and he's just like, well, I'm just gonna go to jail as a champion. Hold on, Creed. Creed shows up.
Hey, I'm Creed.
All of a sudden, Creed is like 17-1. All some shit like all these fights.
So they're cooking the books and boxing. Yeah, up the rankings. So
they added up his
somebody else out.
They added his Mexico fights. They added all that shit up. So now he's 17-1, and for some reason,
he's 17-0.
They added
up 13-0.
Okay. Still, the guy who shows up out of nowhere.
Creed can do whatever he
want to
do.
Shows up. I'm destined for a championship.
He was.
Whoa, motherfucker. Half those fights you had, we can't talk about because.
He was fighting with the
chickens. He was fighting in these cockfights in Mexico. Then after that, he goes. He got to go to Europe. He goes to Liverpool, fight their man's son. Everything is cool. So now Mama Creed is back on board.
Mama Creed. Really? Everybody.
Felicia Rashad.
Marianne Creed
is back on board. She was just like, I didn't think you was going to do shit in Philly. But.
I like your paraphrase.
Your paraphrase is just off the
That's track. What it was. Like,
oh,
I,
hey, son.
I didn't think you was going to do
I
shit.
I wasn't behind you in the beginning.
That's what it was.
I didn't
it was just like.
Going to do shit.
Like.
I told my man
to keep your job warm at Goldman Sachs. Wow. And
I really thought
he was gonna have
really
two.
I really thought you was gonna get in the ring and bitch up.
Yeah, I thought you was gonna have two
fights. You ain't no hoe.
That's Sam Perry.
I thought you was gonna have two fights and then come right back on a red eye back to the basement. But you didn't do that shit. Because
of the way that, you know, I had you get that education. You grew up in a mansion. I thought you wasn't about that life. So I didn't want
to
watch the bitch.
So now he get a chance to go to Liverpool and fight for the champ. That's exactly what happened. So now, if there was a rougher part of Philly that they bust him to.
Come on, I know what you're talking about. Come on.
It went from bad gym number one to
the worst gym,
shittiest gym they can find. Because the guy you just beat goes to the other gym.
And they didn't want to see it. Everybody
in the hood is an expert. They are the greatest fight trainers. They was like, you know, we made other champions here. Are you talking about Creed? No, Creed never came here. Creed never came.
Not him. Not him. We want to talk about.
So you see this poster?
Well, who then? People we can't tell you about. Right?
All right, people we can't talk about, but we gonna help you with your jab. So now, while Creed while Creed is fighting a former champion in the ring. And they are fighting for real because Creed stepped on whatever glory he had. We go back to Rocky. Rocky's having a fight of his own. He's fighting cancer. He's fighting cancer.
That's so wrong.
At any time, tell me that didn't happen in the movie.
Rocky's got a fight.
He got a fight of his own. And he's fighting cancer. This is the movie. So he goes to the doctor on the sly. He act like he gotta take an extra shift at work. No, you just stay at the gym and train. I gotta watch Raul with them chickens. A couple of them chickens left the track. I gotta watch the restaurant. So he sneak and go to the doctor. They tell him he got the big C.
And he's like, Adrian.
So then the doctor is I'm telling you what happened. Yeah. I'm just going I'm paraphrasing, but this is what happened. So he goes to the doctor. Doctor like, hey, look, you got cancer. This shit is serious. You're about to die.
That's not what she said. She said we caught it early. But we'll treat
you.
You mean
to tell me, in your world, the doctor would have to say, hey, by the way, this shit is dangerous.
Yes. Because Rocky was all nonchalant with it, man. Rocky was just like, alright, they're like, we need to start chemo immediately. And then Rocky was like, nah.
She said, we caught it in time enough. It's serious, but we got it.
Now, Rocky's like, nah, fuck that. I'm good on this treatment. Nah, he was like, I'm good on the treatment. I saw what y'all did to my wife. That was some bullshit. I'm not going through. If I die, I die.
Fucking bullshit.
Like,
I saw what you did.
I saw what y'all did to my wife, dog. No, I'm not going.
Not me.
If I die tomorrow, man, I die tomorrow, man. I'm still Rocky Balboa. Adrian did that shit, man. I'm still.
Like,
hey, did you go downtown? There's a statue of me downtown. So anyway, the doctor was like, dude, seriously, cut that macho shit out. You will die. And he was like, no, I'm good. And left. So he took the pamphlets, whatever. I'll just take the pamphlets because you hand them to
him. I ain't trying to hear that bullshit, Doc.
He goes to the gym. Creed is working it out. He got the motorcycle gang behind him.
That was awkward. It was weird as fuck.
It was like a tribute to Phil. It was a tribute to the old Rockies.
What it was supposed to be, it was supposed to be the Rocky Run.
Yeah.
He does Rocky Run and then he runs. You know, Kid is stronger.
And the kids. Like,
in front of the National Library doing the thing.
Like,
that's what it's supposed to be a tribute to. But no. We had to ghetto this bitch.
Yeah, you really did.
They got the Philly Rock Riders in there.
And then we're going to have
Rock Riders. I like that
part. All right, first of all.
It just seems like they really ghettoed it up for that point.
I would like to say.
He's black.
They had to go so deep.
They gave the Rough Riders some play.
Honestly, I was good.
These weren't even Rough Riders. These was the Rough Rider X, the little kids.
Hold on, wait.
Riding around on low. Maybe.
What, the Rough Riders from New York?
No.
That's Philly.
Rough Riders. All right, whatever.
DMX.
DMX, yeah.
Rough Riders is a Philly thing.
So,
like riding your bikes with all them tricks and stuff, that's a Philly thing.
So, Eve?
Philly.
Eve is from Philly, yeah. Eve from Philly.
Is she?
Yeah. Either way, they hood the Rocky Run up, and this is the part that got my wife's attention the most. Where it was him running the gray jar, which is also a tribute to the previous Rocky.
And I can dig that. The way that it started, it was beautiful. And then when you got the motorcycle riders riding around them,
they're going around in a circle, it was
a tearjerker moment. That wasn't the part that got me.
For who?
That wasn't the part that got me.
I laughed my ass off in the
I was watching it like, here go another thing about that. Why they hooded up. Maybe not hooded up. It was modern. It was like modern times because Rocky just had the solid gray.
He had Jordan.
He had the Jordan. Yeah.
So we just ghetto this.
Yeah. He had the Jordan. He had the Jumpman on the shit. He had the
Jumpman.
So after that.
He's
watching the doctor.
Are you watching Dr.
Pimple Popper? It was Pimple Popper MD, dog. It is.
I know, but it's so addictive. I was watching it till like 3:00 in the morning.
I'm just like, it's so gross. And it's your executive producer, Tasha, has me watching
Dr. Pimple. Hey, you know what? Say the same thing because.
But you can't try.
Every Sunshine got me on Michael McTrapp. So everybody else, this is one
Dr.
of our things.
Dr. Pimple is a rabbit.
Dr. Pimple.
Like,
it is.
Don't stop. Sam was like, what are you watching? And
then I looked at him like, no, I'm straight. So back to Rocky. He done ran. He got his win.
And see, you called him Rocky. It's crazy.
No, Rocky, because he comes in the gym. He walks in the gym. He trying to play it cool like he ain't got cancer. This is the most non-cancer. Like, he was at any given time, he was supposed to wear a sign that says, I don't have cancer. Because he kept saying, like, yeah, man, I'm good. Started, like, doing these, like, weird coughs. like, we get it. He has cancer. Yeah, all right. And then he goes in there. He goes to the gym. He looks at Creed. Creed looked right back at him. Hey, dog. Where was you at for the last 8 hours?
I was out running.
The restaurant.
I had to go get some pie.
I had to.
The restaurant.
All right, whatever, man. You good? You gonna be here for another 8, or you gonna leave again? And then, you know, for some reason,
he found the pamphlet.
Creed got to go back.
No, Creed found the pamphlet.
Yeah,
the cancer pamphlet.
So
now, is this true?
Is it true?
If you fight, I'm fighting.
And then that shit happened.
He told him to shut his. Shut your sick ass up.
Yeah. So if you fight this thing, okay, okay. First of all,
that is not how it happened. Y'all not skipping a bunch.
Look, this is how the movie went.
We're getting to the good part.
Hold on, we just
you
going.
Skipped the part where he taught him to shut himself up. Then he got mad and he left. Then he went to the club to see Bianca. He got a fight with old.
No, dude. We did that out of order. We already did that out of order. Yeah, I know. Look, if you listen to this part, we just spoiled the movie for you. But anyway,
we was just giving you all the best parts.
I know, we gave you all the best parts. Now we sort of kind of going in order. So now after the fight and whatever, you fight, I fight. I thought that was the biggest bullshit out of the movie. Hey, old man who has his legacy intact, and you will be remain a hero for the rest of your life, depending on how you die. I'm about to give up this multi-million-dollar fight because you won't fight what's inevitable. Hey, you know that thing that you hurt your feelings?
Like how he
you hurt my feelings?
He kind of got skyrocketed into it because a lot of boxers fight for years and still don't reach.
Yeah.
Right. And this guy shows up on the scene and he just...
Yes.
He's not the undercard or nothing. He's the main event.
He has 3 chicken fights, 4 real fights, and now all of a sudden he can go for the belt.
Chicken fight.
Down there in Mexico.
So now he like, hey.
Hey, by the way, Mexico, no corner man, no nothing. Just showed up.
It's just him. You want to fight? It was just him, the guy he's fighting, and the ref. In an alley.
No corner man, no nothing.
In an alley, like.
In a dirty ring.
Hey, man. Like, the ref looking at him. If you left right now, it's totally understandable. And then he didn't. So now we fast forward to the future, where he's having this big breakdown speech. Hey, I will totally give up all of my life's opportunities if you don't fight that thing that's like totally gonna come back and kill you in the sequel. So if you fight, I fight.
Are
so
they gonna kill? Are you saying they gonna kill Rocky Balboa?
They, it looks like. But no, but in the little training montage after the motorcycle gang, you see Rocky in the cancer home, and you see
the
him
hospital.
Cancer.
It wasn't the straight up hospital.
You didn't send the straight up the hospice.
It was
cancer home.
It wasn't the hospital itself. It was
the hospital, Sam. That was the hospital.
No,
it was
the hospital.
It was that's what people get chemo done.
It was the special cancer wing of the hospital.
It's called oncology.
Oh, look. If I say it, it sounds messed up.
I'm here to go.
I say it sounds messed up. But you watching it.
Department,
but you watching it.
They gonna say, sir, don't you mean oncology?
No, the whatever. Cancer home.
If I walked up to St. John right now, and can you put me the cancer department?
We don't have one of those. If I was at the front desk, I wouldn't have one of those.
You know how I break you down? I use Brandon technique. BK, I know you listening. I do his technique. Come on.
You know what I'm talking about.
Come on.
This ain't your person.
Come up.
See,
the cancer
wing. That's why I can't work the front desk. I believe people like, we don't have one of those.
The place where all the cancer.
No, you mean the oncology department.
Either way.
You like to go there.
Either way, that's where Rocky was. So while this motherfucker getting chemo, you got him doing diamond push-ups. You got Creed just like, see, look, Rock, I'll fight you.
I got a question for you. What does it matter what kind of push-ups he was doing at this point?
I don't know. But he was doing diamond push-ups.
But that's kind of weird. I never noticed it. Like, when they
he was doing diamond push-ups like, see, I'm fighting.
He had a private room doing his
so,
you had a what?
A private room. They usually don't have private rooms. They have them all in one room.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, see, Rocky is a Philadelphia celebrity, so him having a private room kind of makes sense.
I get that.
Him?
That was one of the only things
he could have got. Creed running up and down the stairs, running into the doctors, don't make sense. At any given time, the doctor would have been like, hey, motherfucker, all right, we get it.
Okay,
we get
it. He ain't run into no nurses or nothing on the stairs.
No, he ran into straight up white
cup. Everybody was off that day.
Everybody was, all right, whatever.
Everybody goes down in the cancer home.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
So now, he about to go to Liverpool. Everybody on his side. Everybody loving Rocky. Now he in England. So this shit is real. It's real. It's like...
Everything else...
It got really real.
It just got real.
Just now.
Like,
as soon as you cross the pond,
if you
shit gets real.
Yeah, he took that, 11-hour flight, They watched DVDs together on the flight or whatever. And
how about he make that flight? Wait, he on chemo. How he take that flight?
Exactly. I thought that.
Look, there's a lot of plot holes in this story. It's the reason he didn't win Best Supporting Actor. So let's keep going. He gets over there to England. So now they training, and it's time for the press conference. So Creed is trying to be on his best behavior. Meanwhile, the main bad guy, Pretty Ricky something, Pretty Ricky.
Conley.
Pretty Ricky Conley.
Pretty Ricky, what they call it.
Pretty Ricky does not give a damn because he's going to go to jail regardless.
One of the main things I really agree with in this movie.
He don't care.
He's going to jail anyway.
If he win or lose his fight, it don't matter to him. So he's in the press conference wilding, which he should. It doesn't matter. He's literally on borrowed time. The judge made it okay for him to fight. The next day or something, he's going to jail, so it doesn't really matter.
No, not at all.
Creed is like, this is a career move for me. This is what I'm doing.
Yeah, and then, I got to do this and so on and so forth. So he's screwed all these other boxers out of there. Based off of his name. Pretty Ricky Conlon is getting ready to fight him. You know, this is his last fight before he goes to jail and everything else. It was just a very interesting concept.
So, the obligatory fight at the press conference. That happened. Now, you know. Then the girl shows up. I'm sorry, I spoke. They calm him down. Creed, you okay?
You mean the deaf girl?
Yeah. Creed, you okay? You okay? You don't want to fight?
I'm suffering from a hearing loss.
So.
And here you're okay.
So she comes and she's like, we got a surprise for you. They bring in the girl. They bring in Bianca. So after this fight about him being Apollo Creed's son, apparently you throw a couple $1 million fights in her way. All of that is water under the bridge. We ain't mad no more.
She gotta get that money.
Her tour is over.
Why she be pregnant on the next movie?
Her tour is over. Her tour, the album
came
out.
She didn't have a tour. She had a residency.
Residency. That's what it was.
She didn't even leave.
She didn't leave. Yeah. No, people came to her. Yeah, residency. That's what it is. People came to her. So that's over. Just in time for this fight. So you mean to tell me the talent booker, her manager, her agent, all of that stuff was just like, you know what? Let's cut out a week-long hole in her schedule right here during the residency, right?
Did she have a passport? How'd that work?
No one talked about passports. No one talked about any of this shit.
Nobody talked about logistics at all.
Like, a passport. Me and you, we left the country. They were just like, hey, for a passport, you need at least 6 weeks.
Yeah, I had these my birth certificates.
Yeah.
They let you.
Now you got 6 weeks straight up.
9/11.
So, all of a sudden, she can go. She goes, she see the fight, she with Creed, they spark their romance. I got to admit.
But nothing went on.
Because
you can't do that.
Because Rock was like, hey, seriously.
Hey.
Hey, I get a little change off this too.
I know what they told me was going on, but this is actually serious.
He was like, look, what y'all did in my house, I'll let that slide because he didn't fight the next night.
I watched it. I seen it.
He said, I didn't fight the next night. But here, with this money on the line.
Oh, shit ain't going down.
Y'all will sleep in separate hotel rooms. And then the fight happened.
Now, you didn't say that many words the whole movie, Sam.
I'm paraphrasing.
No, yeah.
So this is where I got a little choked up. I got a little clipped here. Like, they had Creed in the normal Creed outfit. Like,
what's the normal Creed outfit?
A yellow, black shit.
This was supposed to be your build-up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is what happens next.
So, nah.
The normal Creed.
Before he changed, they had him in the Creed. Excuse me. The Adonis Johnson trunks and that bullshit. And then Rocky just come up. Hey,
your mama sent you some balls.
Your mama, for some reason, loves U.S. passport law. And for some reason, she could sneak past here and be here herself.
But she sneaked a certain package through for you.
For some reason, the passport rules apply to her, but not your future baby mama. So she go watch this on pay-per-view like everyone else. But she sent you this package. So it's updated Creed trunks. So at that point, I felt a little, fucked a little twinge. I let out a couple squirts.
When he got the trunk.
You
squirted?
Yeah, just a couple eyes.
Sam, you squirted?
Yeah. All right, whatever.
I caught that too.
Tears.
Gonna let you just ride on.
Yeah. So a little couple tears came out because I was like, all right, they got me. They got me. All right, Creed. Creed. So,
You said it twice like that?
Yeah, I did. I really did. Because I was like, you know.
And I'm sitting there like, Michael B. Jordan.
So he getting dressed in the Creed garb.
You're making this weird, Tasha.
You know what bothered me?
Anytime.
What really bothered me about this movie?
What's that?
Carl Weathers is still living.
That's
right. I had to look up because I thought
Carl Weathers is still living.
I looked up Apollo Creed and not Carl
Weathers.
So I'm like, that's a shame, Apollo.
Just a shout out to Carl Weathers. I mean, like, they couldn't give you like a little just small a little, cameo.
Just a little like quick.
What? Like, this ain't like, no soap opera.
No, I'm just saying, like, you walk through and it's like a face in the crowd and you're like, oh, you know, I could have sworn I saw my dad and I know he's proud of. They ain't give you that. You know you wasn't going to win an Oscar because.
They could have did the Star Wars shit where it's just like, it's a ghost, it's a flashback.
Yeah, I think that would have been a little bit too much. He up there in the clouds like Mufasa.
Alright. Give me one they flashback.
Like, they could have did like better with the montage. They could have had it like he was like trying to reach him like through his dreams or something like that.
You know what they could have did? His montage.
Reaching through his dreams.
Yeah. The Creed montage and like the new Creed montage. Son? Yeah, they could have did it.
Son.
They could have did a lot.
Son.
You better wear this fight.
I wasn't there for you.
Yeah, I know.
I wasn't there for you. But I got your back right now.
Give me something other than like a black and white picture.
But my favorite part is like when he got up, like he was out. Then he got up like, woo. Like,
yeah.
Pour water on him.
So, nah.
That was creepy.
He goes fight Pretty Ricky.
And Pretty Ricky wasn't that pretty, for the record.
And Pretty Ricky beats the shit out of him. For the first four rounds.
Pretty Ricky, what they call it?
For the first four rounds, Pretty Ricky beat the shit out of him.
Yeah, he beat
the dog shit out of him.
And I mean, like, did anybody else get bothered by the fact that, you know, Ricky Collins was not in shape whatsoever?
Not one piece. Not one piece.
Look at Tony Bellow. This is real nice. Look at his own fight. Tony Bellow. He never in shape. He just flabby.
He just some weird dude.
All right.
Just a big guy.
Hold on. Wait.
He is beating the crap out of everybody.
Now, you ready for this? Tony Bellow, the actual fighter.
Right.
Realistically, before they shot the movie Creed.
Yes.
He lost his fight.
Are you
to a dude named Apollo.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
You got a phone in front of you, dog.
No, a guy named Adonis.
Adonis.
No, he didn't.
Adonis. Look it up, man.
Like, little black.
Look it up.
This has me, though. I'm sorry.
Yeah, look it up. So, you know, for no reason whatsoever, he wasn't losing this shit. It can't happen twice. So, Creed comes back the other six rounds. Another two rounds is up to the judges. Obviously.
Because you can't knock somebody out in the 12th round, right?
Yeah, you could. He needed to.
They were saying something like that. Like, you couldn't.
No, you could. No, they were saying, please knock him out in the 12th round. That's the only way you're going to win.
That's the only way you're
going to win. Okay.
He did not do that.
No, he
didn't. And.
He didn't win the fight, but he won the night. That's what they said.
Okay.
He did.
So he didn't win the fight.
That's not weird.
He won the night. He got deaf girl.
That's what they said.
Mama's at home watching this on pay-per-view.
She gave me a heart attack for the product.
Meanwhile.
That's what she said.
Like.
At least we shot.
DirecTV is like, yes! I got your $50. 65 if you watch it in HD.
How did he get on pay-per-view? Like, how do you surpass all this?
So he was. No, he was. No. He was not on pay-per-view. He was on HBO.
No. Was it HBO?
Yes, it was. It was in the corner. I remember that. It was HBO.
HBO.
It was HBO.
Was.
Either way, I'm sorry. My bad. But still, she had to pay for it. It's $12, not $65. If she got on HD, $50 if she got it standard def.
It's her monthly bill.
Yeah, it's just her monthly bill of $12. So she watched her son get his ass kicked all night. But he won the night. And then all of a sudden, everything cool. We got a new champion, and I'm
don't
using air quotes.
The fact that his face looked like a pork.
What do you mean,
roast?
New champion?
Air quotes, like people's champion.
Oh, people's champion. People's champion. I was champion. Gonna say, you know, you lost the hell out of that fight. Spoiler alert.
Which means the belt is up for grabs for the sequel because my man is in jail.
Yep. That don't mean he got to give him his belts.
Well, he can't defend it in jail.
They're still his belts. He may lose the title.
No, he'll lose the title. Well, that, God, when you lose it unceremoniously, like I'm trying to think of the word.
The forfeit.
Yeah, you got a forfeit.
Go pee.
You got a forfeit. So he gets back home. Now it's him and Rocky. One more time. Gray jogging suits alike.
But it was an excellent movie. You guys can take a look at it and see what you think about it. But it was just.
I like my version.
I like your version. You paraphrased that movie.
I took all the drugs. I didn't cry. Look, I'll be the first one to say. Couple tears came out with the Creed uniform. I don't know what it is about the Creed uniform. I was like, all right, you got me.
Did you even say that? Because I don't remember you even saying that. His mama sent him a gift and sent him to.
Yeah, when the Creed, when he put, when he song. Took off the Adonis, like right. His was gold and black.
And he put on the red, white, blue.
Red, white, and blue.
And there was an old outfit to match.
Yeah.
And then they sent the shorts to match him.
Here's what makes the most sense. Why everyone else was matching? Mm-hmm. Because they all knew about it. He's the only one who didn't know. Remember, they kept it from him.
Okay, so they got all like, together.
Remember, they was in street clothes when they handed it to him. So
Who was I the only one wondering? Like, were those his daddy's? The shorts his daddy dad?
No. Those was new. That was update. Cause Rocky, his dumb ass said it again. Like we couldn't piece it together.
What
did he say? Well, these are a little updated from what your daddy wore. Shut up, man.
He didn't say Johnson on the back. He said Creed.
Yeah, it's Creed on the front, Johnson on the back.
Creed Johnson.
Oh, really? Rock, because they wasn't like the. Like the shorts that you got beat in?
No, I think somebody did say that. Like, I hope they make the shorts his daddy daddy.
No, those are not the shorts his daddy daddy in because, for starters, you know, them 80s shorts.
Yeah, boxers not.
The 80s shorts, I was like, right.
Pants, so.
Like, it leaves a lot. You was talking about that gray jumpsuit, but those 80s
you are,
shorts.
You know, I'm going to buy you like 3 pair of gray jogging pants.
I guarantee.
I'm gonna tell you it's like this.
It's please lower your expectations.
Stylish dark pants are just one of the best investments ever. I love
it. I wear black and that dark blue.
No, you need gray.
Give me the gray ones.
Oh, I'm gonna get you some gray ones.
But lower your expectations because it's gonna be me and like chip dust on the couch. Man. I'm not running nowhere. I mean, these are pants.
You know the obsession with gray jogging pants.
It's you with, saw Creed
with chicks. Why chicks like dudes? Great jogging.
Not one female.
Dick print.
Because you couldn't see that in any other color jogging pants.
There's just something about the gray jogging pants that highlights it a little more.
All right, I can explain why. Because all y'all got daddy issues. Yep. And back in the 80s, late 70s, that's the only color that was on the market.
All right.
Back in the day, you had gray.
That's
the jogging pants.
That is gross.
The jogging pants was just great.
With no drawers on, with great jogging pants. Just a swing.
That's just what it was. You didn't have other colors.
That's what you want to see your man walking around with, and you want everybody else to see him.
In the house.
All right.
So anyway, Rocky beats cancer.
I love how you
just
jump right back.
Yeah, I know. Just,
Rocky
beats cancer by going up steps. But cancer like got its like nips in him, so he's not as fast.
That's what I want to know. Why didn't he do the step run?
He's an old man.
I'm talking about Creed.
Oh, wonder why? Because he was with the Rough Riders and he had to hood it up.
Played so much.
They made him have
like they had to make him have his own.
But my thing is keep it neutral. Don't get him.
Look, here's why they did it. It's because he was black, he had to go to the hood of hoods.
Right.
And Rocky was white.
In the hoods of hoods.
He was white, so.
He trained here.
And where he trained, that Rocky trained in the first gym. You know that one with the big picture of Rocky when you walked in?
You tell me if this made any sense. Now, notice when the Rook Rider.
In the movie. Yeah, that's the end of the movie.
Little Creed, he ain't bad or not. Okay.
Yeah.
He was okay with Little Creed. He just didn't like Baby Creed.
He like. No, like,
call it what you want to.
Here's why.
Here, they want to call
it. It was a wolf ticket because he got progressively like demeaning. It went from Creed, Lil Creed, Baby Creed, Fetus Creed. Like, it would have kept going. It would have just kept going just to kind of punk him because, you know, he got to open the shoulder. Like, my man just lost like 12 grand. And he's a little upset about that. So, that's the movie of Creed. If you stayed this long, spoiler alert.
We're sorry.
I'm not sorry. You had 3 months to see this. If you have not seen this.
It's on DVD now, and it's on
paper. If you ain't seen it, how many,
why did you stay this long in the podcast if you haven't seen Creed? I'm going to ask some questions. Oscar, no Oscar. Do you think it should have got an Oscar?
I say Oscar.
I say at least a nomination.
Yeah.
Well, it got the nomination.
Well, he said Oscar, no Oscar. Now, you know, like, if we throw
a nomination. Sly Stallone, should he have gotten it?
He changed it up.
I say yeah. Because my man from Bridge of Spies was. He was only in there for like 5 minutes.
I mean, like, all these other guys who won Oscars and stuff like that, I give them that credit.
I'm just happy Leo
Congratulations. Congratulations. But, dude, they actually put in the work. It was actually acting done in this movie.
What about Michael B.
That's
Jordan
why
himself?
We spent, spent an hour talking about this.
Yeah.
It was a well-done movie. The guy that did the movie is the one that's doing the Black Panther movie.
The movie...
I mean, not Black Panther, Fight the Power.
Well the comic book hero.
Yes, look, T'Challa.
The comic...
Ryan Coogler. That's
the
name.
Movie...
We need too many free hero movies.
The movie itself should have got something.
I agree.
Not in the... Like, Michael B. Jordan...
I say best cast. I say it should have got
something like that.
They put it in together and everybody worked together. And
I like the music to the movie too.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
You know what? I was down.
Yeah.
They nominated.
They had Meek Mill in there, of course, because he's from Philly.
Yeah, they better have put him in there. I mean, like, even though, you know, all the stuff went down with him after they finished.
Yeah, it was. It's just.
The guy that he got in a fight with, the rapper guy he got in a fight with at the show, he's an actual Philly artist.
Yeah.
So, that was his little cameo.
Well, they all kind of. A lot of Philly musicians showed up, as well as fighters. That was Rocky.
It would have been cool if he would have had the Roots in the ring playing.
First
of all, you ain't getting the Roots after Jimmy Fallon. You ain't getting the Roots.
You can get Benny.
Yeah, you could have got Freeway.
What about Freeway?
Freeway ain't doing shit.
Freeway.
Yeah,
Eve could have rapped.
Yes, you know it's bullshit.
What the hell is that stuff?
Eve could...
Y'all got both.
Like, oh, no, wait. You know what bothers me so much?
Which one you
Eve
like?
Is from Philly.
Yes.
And moved to London.
Yes.
You could have got her on both counts.
On both ends.
Because she married that, like, London business
dude. Eve not black no more.
No,
Eve...
No,
she's white.
No, Eve... She's
Tina
black.
Turner. She's young Tina Turner.
No, Eve is black. And he just got a... She just got a good...
A good white man?
I was going to say British, but all right, whatever. You know,
she ain't
but,
got the rap no more.
No,
but she chooses
she
to.
She ain't got the strip no more either.
She was stripping.
She was a stripper.
She used to be a stripper back in the day. It was
before she was rapping?
Before she was rapping.
She had to do what she had to do to make the money. I mean, like, respect that, use what you got, but you know, like, she's a better rapper than
Look,
she was a stripper.
She was a better rapper than she was a stripper, admittedly.
I think she's very attractive, but I wouldn't have shown up.
Anyone who refers to himself as a pit bull in a skirt.
Exactly.
Like.
That's on my line.
Anyone who refers to himself as that, I will see you at a rap battle. Yeah, I will not see you at a strip club. So, that's Creed. Through our eyes. Yep. Anything else? Anybody else got anything on Creed?
Nope, it was great. I liked it. Shout out to Michael B. Jordan. Please do one again.
Shout out to America. If you got any disagreements or anything else like
that. Yeah, comments.
Just talking with Sam, go ahead. Just talking with Sam, no G.
I will. You're right. No G at talking at gmail.com. He was right.
Gmail.com. That's what I was going off of.
Yeah, hey.
Or just hit up, Jermaine Says on Instagram or on Twitter.
On the tweets.
Don't mind the outboats and Kanye stuff. That's just fun we've been having.
I will say this. I will say this. Michael, if you listen to this. Way to redeem your goddamn self from Fantastic Four.
We are not
going to do
a review on Fantastic Four because I think you got enough hits off of that. Please.
Fruitvale Station, I do that.
Fruitvale Station, that was all right.
I'll act like Fantastic Four didn't happen.
No. See, Creed. This was a direct rebuttal for Fantastic Four. I know I messed up. I took a check. So let me redeem myself. Check,
hey. Yeah.
So. And his career is back on track.
Now he's back.
So, good move. Good
so,
move.
Where we at now? All right. So, that's it. That's Creed. We spoiled that one.
Yeah.
All right. SamShowNation.com.
I heard Tasha Mack on Instagram and on the tweets.
Instagram, just talk with Sam. Jermaine and Facebook.
Jermaine says Twitter, Instagram.
Ow!
And we'll see y'all next week, man.
Peace out.
All right.